Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine. Everyone is really looking forward to being able to travel outside their own counties from this week. But there are a couple of things to be mindful of, especially regarding horses you might come across in the countryside. So on the line to give us some advice, I have Sharon Power from the Irish Horse Welfare Trust. And you are very welcome to the show, Sharon.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Good morning to you, too.
Yeah, I think I'm having trouble saying horse this morning, but it just doesn't want to come out of my mouth. First of all, Sharon, Irish people, you know, we're well known for our love of horses. And while it might be tempting to stop at a field, and I have to say, I'm probably guilty of doing this in the past, stopping at a field to give an apple or a carrot. Why is that not a good idea? Tell us why.
Well, first of all, I mean, horses, even though they are a big animal and they, you know, you'd imagine they'd be able to eat anything. Their stomach is designed to eat very small quantities of food over a long period of time, so over 24 hours, because they're naturally a grazing animal. And on top of that, their gut is designed with little bacteria that become familiar with their normal diet. So anything then that comes into the gut that is not normally coming through the gut can cause quite a serious reaction. And, I mean, some things are obviously worse than others. But, I mean, okay, an occasional apple or carrot probably wouldn't do any harm. You know, there are certain things that are extremely dangerous for horses. Like, I mean, we've had examples of people giving horses bread and sandwiches and bananas and all kinds of stuff across fences. And that's really dangerous for horses. And the other thing that's really dangerous, not just for horses, I think it's also dangerous for lots of animals, is lawn cutting. So grass cutting, people would imagine when they cut their grass that lawn cuttings are the ideal thing to top into their local field where there's a field of horses. But actually, grass cuttings are so dangerous they can actually be fatal.
Oh, wow.
Because when the grass is cut, there's a chemical reaction that takes place, and then when the horse consumes that and it gets into the gut, it can actually ferment and cause huge problems for the horse. And as I say, it's usually fatal. So I think just people need to be mindful that they're better off not. If they want to stop and say hello to a horse, that's fine. But, I mean, for the safety of the horse, don't be tempted to give them any treats. You know, that, and keep in mind that their own system is designed to eat what they're used to eating. And anything outside of that can cause a real problem for them.
Yeah, you think you're being nice, but you're not.
No. It can be really serious, as in fatal.
So
it is really important that people don't do that.
Yeah. Another really important thing to be mindful of is how to behave as a motorist or a cyclist when we meet horses and riders on the roads, which does happen. What are the key things that we should be doing if we're the motorist or cyclist, Sharon?
Again, this is a huge issue for horse riders, and because the roads have become so busy now and there's so much more traffic on the roads than there ever was before with courier vans and everything else, it is really important for people to keep in mind that horses are naturally a flight animal. And this goes back to, you know, prehistoric times, but as they developed, they never actually lost that instinct for flight. So even the quietest of horses can get a spook from a bird in a ditch or a rabbit or the wind or anything. So a car coming up behind them can, you know, suddenly or even quietly, at the same time a bird flies into the hedge, can cause the horse to react very quickly. So the best thing to do when you meet horses on the road is, number one, slow down as slow as you can pass safely. And pass wide. So pass slow and pass wide are the main two things to remember when you're passing horses on the road.
Good advice. And I know the Irish Horse Welfare Trust are working hard to rehabilitate and rehome horses that have been mistreated in the past. Can you tell us, Sharon, tell people how they can support your work and where they can find out more information on all that you are doing?
Okay, well, our website, which is www.ihwt.ie, has all the information about our charity, about the work we do for neglected horses and ponies around the country, our rehoming program, our education work, and how to donate or help us is also information there on our website as well.
Okay, Sharon, thanks so much for coming on this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That was Sharon Power on the of the Irish Horse Welfare Trust. And they do great work on rehoming horses, and some great tips there from Sharon as well. Like she said, go to ihwt.ie, or you can find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.